Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I didn't expect to hurt anymore. And it's taken about 9 years for my knee-jerk reaction to not be surprised at how good life is. But life is good, and it's full. And God patiently let me walk through adult adolescence of figuring out who the heck I am. And gave me a patient, loving husband that let me explore that and figure out what size clothes I wear and what kind of eggs I like and, you know, all that stuff. But he purchased it for you just like he purchased it for me.
Amen.
And he wants it to be whole, not just pieces. So, and it's only because he loves you. That's it. That's it. So, thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Nikki. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it's so hard to grasp what she's really talking about if you weren't there and if you didn't know her. Her parents over here could sure give you quite a testimony about what it was like. It was a desperate situation, and God just turned it around. And, you know, it was not me. This family was believing God, and all they needed was a person to just speak one truth into their life to hang their faith on, and they were the ones who believed. You need to get that DVD. I tell you what, it is one of the most powerful things. I have never watched it yet that I don't sit there and cry. It is powerful. So anyway, I encourage you to check that out. Let's turn over to Mark chapter 5. We've been talking about healing. And last night and this morning, what I was doing was trying to establish beyond doubt that it is God's will for you to be well. That sounds so simple. And it really is simple. But most people aren't completely, totally convinced of that. And they waver. And the scripture says in James chapter 1 that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you waver, you won't receive. You've got to believe without wavering. You've got to be absolutely sold out. Paul said in a number of different places that he was fully persuaded. And I know that in my own life, as well as people I minister to, there's people who know that it's God's will. They believe it, but they aren't completely convinced. And that's what I've been trying to do last night and this morning, is to remove those doubts and to get you to where you don't doubt this, because you can't go beyond this step. If you waver that it's God's will for you to be well, you will not receive it. You know, here, let me real quickly give this testimony that when I first got really turned on to the Lord, I had some people that were like, there was this one woman who was like a spiritual mother to me, and she had been really influential in my life and had been very important. And when I got turned on to the Lord and started believing in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this lady was a Baptist, and this was strange to her. She didn't really reject me over the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. But when I started believing that it's God's will to be healed and all of these kind of things, she started getting a little bit upset. And so anyway, there was a time that my wife, my sister, my mother, and this woman were all sitting around my mother's kitchen table, and we got to discussing things, and she said something about God putting things on you to teach you something and to break you and to humble you. And I just stood up for the first time and said, no, that is not God. God is not the author of these problems. And when I did, she took offense. So she pushed back, and she got to say, and it is too. God does this. And I just, I wasn't mad. I was just trying to stand up for what I knew God had shown me, and I wasn't going to back down. And I began to say, that is not God. God doesn't do this. And anyway, because of that, her and I got into it. And when we got through with it, my wife and my sister said, I can't believe you spoke to her that way. This woman that's done so many nice things for you, and you didn't show respect. And you know what? Maybe I didn't, but I didn't intend it in my heart. What I was doing was just trying to stand for the truths that God had shown me. But regardless, I got condemned. And I got to feeling like, how could I have done this? And like, oh God, I messed up and I sinned. And you know what? Our son got sick. Our oldest son got sick right during that time. And he went for 2 days. We don't know how high his fever was because we didn't take a thermometer and check it. But it was bad. He didn't move for 2 days. He didn't eat. He was only, what, 8, 10 months old, something like that. And he wasn't moving. He wasn't eating. He was burning up. I was praying and believing God, and it looked like we were being defeated and beat. And I didn't know what to do. And finally, this friend of mine, Marshall Townsley, who's now a pastor in Albuquerque, New Mexico, he was associate pastor with me at the time, he came over to our house, and I got to basically crying to Marshall. Marshall, what are we going to do? It looks like, you know, we're losing Joshua. That we prayed. We've done all we know how to do. And you know what he did? He jumped on me like a chicken on a June bug. And he started telling me, you preach faith to everybody else, but you don't walk it yourself. And you know what you are? You're condemned. You think that because you did this, you feel like you deserve what you're getting and that God isn't going to answer your prayer because you did something wrong and you got mad and you didn't show respect. And so God's going to let your son die because you haven't done everything right. And he just rebuked me soundly. I mean, let me have it. And by the time he got home, it was only 5 minutes from his house to my house, and by the time he got home, his wife Cindy had gotten on his case so bad about the way he had treated me that he turned around and he came back to repent and asked me to forgive him, but it was too late. By the time he got there, Joshua was healed because, you know, it was the truth. And I realized that I had let go of my confidence because I didn't feel worthy. I had done something wrong. And it wasn't that I doubted that God could heal or wanted to heal, but I just felt like I didn't deserve it and that God wasn't going to heal because I hadn't done everything right. Crossed every I and dotted every T, or is that right? Crossed every T and dotted every I. I hadn't done everything just right and that God was going to let it happen. And I had lost my confidence. And I believe that there are some of you that it's the same thing. You know God can heal, but you doubt whether He will do it, especially through you. Here's another example of this. You know, we've seen these miracles. You heard Nikki's testimony. We had Alan and Debbie give a testimony this morning about him being miraculously healed of a stroke. We had a woman this morning right here testify about 20 years ago or something in Shreveport being totally healed of ovarian cancer. You've heard Melinda give all of these testimonies. We had last night Ashley and Carly give the testimony of their daughter Hannah, and she's also on this DVD that was miraculously raised up when the doctor said she wouldn't live but just hours. You've heard all of these things. You've heard these testimonies. You say, I believe that. If somebody was to come up here and fall over dead, and if I said, well, I've seen people raised from the dead, I believe God can raise them from the dead. How many of you agree? Most of you'd be right in there with me. You believe God can do it. But you know what? If I say, all right, you come up here and pray for him. You know what? What happens? If it's me that's going to pray for him, if it's Melinda, if it's somebody who's been walking in this miraculous power, and if they said, man, most of you would get up here, you'd want to see it. Because you don't doubt that God can do it. But when I say, you come up here and pray for him, all of a sudden, your faith turns to fear. Your excitement turns to dread. And you lose your confidence. You know what's happening? You haven't doubted God. What you're doubting is that you're worthy, that God will use you. You think that you have to earn it, that you have to be good enough for God to use. I want you to know, God's never had anybody qualified working for Him yet. You aren't going to be the first one. It's not that way. But see, things like this destroy our confidence. And this is what I've been trying to do, is to show you that God wants you healed. And He is not demanding that you be holy and perfect before you get healed. It's the grace of God. Now, everything I'm going to teach tonight could be totally taken in a way that counteracts everything I've just said. I hadn't got time to teach on this, and in the name of Jesus, I am not going to spend all night long trying to introduce this. I could, because this is misunderstood, but this is what I'm teaching on television now, grace and faith.
God, by grace, has already provided everything. You don't have to do something to get God to heal you. He's already done it. But you do have to receive it by faith. Faith is our part. Grace is God's part. God is already moved by grace, but your faith just reaches out and appropriates what God has already done. Tonight, I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about laws that govern faith. I believe it's Romans chapter 3, verse 27 says, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith." The scripture talks about a law of faith. And so there are laws that govern faith. This is what I'm going to talk about. And the reason I'm doing this is because if you believe that it's God's will for everyone to be healed, if you believe that healing has been provided in the atonement, well, then the obvious question comes up. Why isn't every person healed? Why don't we see every person healed? And most people can't get beyond that question. If they see a person who is trying to believe for healing, and if they don't see healing, most people are more moved by what they see than they are by what they believe. Most people live more in the physical, natural world than they do in the spiritual world. And if they can't see it, then they just can't believe it. And what I'm going to do is share with you some things tonight about things that faith is governed by law. God does not just sit in heaven and evaluate your situation based on how desperate it is or how holy you are or how strong in faith you are. And when you do everything right, then God releases His power. No, there are laws that govern it. And even though God loves you and God wants to move in your life, I'm going to say some things that it's hard. I don't know exactly how to communicate this, but it's hard for people to understand this. But it'll help you if you can get it. You need to ask the Lord to help you to understand what I'm saying. But God loves you, but God cannot, will not, does not violate the laws that He created.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to call our helpline. The number is 719-635-1111. And not only can you order product that we have offered over radio and over television through this helpline, but there are people there that can minister to you. And we have some really mature Christians. I get compliments on the people that answer our phones constantly. And they are not here just to take an order. They are there to be a blessing to you. So once again, that number is 719-635-1111. We operate from 4 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m. every weekday. And you can not only get the materials, but you can also receive prayer, and we want to help you any way we can.